Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
You really want to sort your eyes together now, you know.
It's you.
Well, we haven't got very much time this morning, so we won't be able to make fun of you, which is a bit of a shame. But
well, that's nice, especially on a Friday, which is the best day of the week. There's murder on the dance floor. Classic.
Right, moving on. Markets, mixed day yesterday. Things aren't going according to plan, really, in the States, are they, as far as unemployment goes?
No, there is concerns around the lost momentum in the US labour market. If you look at the weekly figures, and in fact, the last non-farm payroll number was a pretty poor performance as well. But I think as we start to see the effects of the stimulus package shining through, as you start to see a ramping up of the vaccination programme in the United States, stronger testing coming through, which will allow the services sector to get back to normal, then I think you will start to see improvements coming through in terms of the labour market. So short term, real pressure, I think, on labour markets in the United States, but as we go through this year, I think we will see a real improvement. In fact, we've got US unemployment rate at 4% at the end of this year, pretty close to that pre-pandemic levels. I don't think we'll see labour markets, for example, in the Eurozone or in the UK recover anywhere nearly as quickly as we see in the United States.
Okay, we mentioned it the other day, but it looks like the French and UK governments are going to dip their hands into their pockets to prop up Eurostar.
Yeah, it looks that way. France and the UK are apparently negotiating an aid package for Eurostar after the coronavirus wiped out 95% of the Channel Tunnel's train operators' passenger traffic. The negotiations will need, of course, to find a balance that reflects the interests of both sides. French government has majority ownership through SNCF, but the Eurostar is based in London. It's an important contributor to the UK economy. I think Britain sold its 40% stake in Eurostar back in 2015. Speculation that the Bank of England could provide a loan via its COVID corporate financing facility, which has been accessed by numerous companies, including, I think, the likes of EasyJet, actually. SNCF has itself been hemorrhaging cash, as you'd probably expect. It's been relying upon a €4.1 billion capital infusion in an effort to try and survive the steep slump in traffic. So it's certainly tough times for many of these companies, but government's doing their best to keep them going while the economy's weighed down by the pandemic.
And surprised to read that Lindt are having problems. You would have thought everyone would have been stuffing chocolate over the last year or so, you know, lockdown and everything.
Yeah, not dramatic problems, but organic sales fell 6.1% last year, with only a lukewarm improvement in the second half of the year as COVID restrictions and the absence of travel weighed. While many consumers you point out to, and certainly we did in our house, bought Lindor chocolate balls and bars to eat them at home, the company's store network, its travel business have been hit hard. Also gift giving, something I know you're not particularly familiar with, but people do give gifts, and sometimes they're chocolates, and that didn't happen, of course, over this festive period. In Europe, sales picked up in the second half of the year, helped by growth in key markets, UK and Germany particularly. North American sales fell 6.8% for the full year. Outlook a little bit more promising from them, forecasting margin improvement from the 10% achieved in 2020 to more normal 15% by 2022. Also confirmed its long-term target of 5-7% organic sales growth per year.
Lindor chocolate balls.
Wonderful. Salty caramel Lindor chocolate balls. That's what the big boys
salty love. Salty chocolate balls.
Easy.
Because they've got the Lindt shop at the Polygon Riviera around here, and you can go in and sample it. You know, you can just go and help yourself. You can sample it, yeah.
Free samples?
Yeah, free samples. Yeah.
See, they've got one of those in Geneva Airport, and I think the guy sees me coming because he sort of hides the bowl away as my big hand reaches for them.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not a wanted poster up at Geneva Airport waiting for you.
Salted caramel Lindor balls.
Right, lovely. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar, 1.37 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.21.5. 1 euro, 12.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Short but sweet, tickety-boo, cheerio.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Hank Potts and Barclays.